第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
How much are the tickets?
They're £15 each, but student tickets are at half price.
Could I have two student tickets, please? Excuse me, I just want to check the boarding gate for BA16 to London. Is it gate 22?
Oh, it's just changed. Gate 25. Walk down that way on the right.
Thanks.
Do you live very far from your school?
About 8 kilometers away, but it doesn't seem that far. There isn't much traffic along this road.It's great to go by bike.
Now, can we get the computers before Wednesday?
Well, it depends. If it's less than 10 kilometers, we can deliver them on Tuesday, but if it's farther away, it will be on Thursday. Where's your office?
Just around the corner. You can't wear that, John. It's black.
What's wrong with a black shirt? Everybody has a black shirt.
It doesn't look like going to a party.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Brown?
I'm sorry, he is out for lunch. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh.What time do you expect him back?
Say in half an hour.
Thank you. I'll try later. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Brown?
I'm sorry, he is out for lunch. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh, what time do you expect him back?
Say in half an hour.
Thank you. I'll try later.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
You don't look very well. What's going on?
I just lost my job. I'm worried about how I'm going to pay the bills.
I'm sorry to hear that. Have you been looking for another job?
I just started, but the job market is very bad now. I'm not optimistic about it.
What does your wife think about this?
She's trying to be supportive, but I know she is also very worried about our financial situation.
I have some friends who might be able to help you find a job. I'll see what they can do.
Really? Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I am looking forward to your good news. You don't look very well. What's going on?
I just lost my job. I'm worried about how I'm going to pay the bills.
I'm sorry to hear that. Have you been looking for another job?
I just started, but the job market is very bad now. I'm not optimistic about it.
What does your wife think about this?
She's trying to be supportive, but I know she is also very worried about our financial situation.
I have some friends who might be able to help you find a job. I'll see what they can do.
Really? Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I am looking forward to your good news.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Hi, you must be that new secretary. Welcome. I'm Tom Robinson from Public Relations Department.
Hi, Mr. Robinson. Thanks. My name is Lisa Jones, working in sales now.
Please call me Tom, Lisa.
Okay, Tom. Have you worked here long?
Yes, over 20 years.
Wow, that is a long time. Do you enjoy working here?
Well, yes. I suppose I took the job because, the money is good, and it's a good place to work in. But to be honest, what I really enjoy is the chance to go abroad, just visiting other countries. That's the best thing.
That's nice. For me, the best thing about working here is that I live close to the office. I can go home for lunch, and I don't have to worry about the traffic.
Hi. You must be that new secretary. Welcome. I'm Tom Robinson from Public Relations Department.
Hi, Mr. Robinson. Thanks. My name is Lisa Jones, working in sales now.
Please call me Tom, Lisa.
Okay, Tom. Have you worked here long?
Yes, over 20 years.
Wow, that is a long time. Do you enjoy working here?
Well, yes. I suppose I took the job because, the money is good, and it's a good place to work in. But to be honest, what I really enjoy is the chance to go abroad, just visiting other countries. That's the best thing.
That's nice. For me, the best thing about working here is that I live close to the office. I can go home for lunch, and I don't have to worry about the traffic.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
Now, Kathy, do you know when the visitors from India are coming?
We offered them three choices, the end of March, the middle of April, and the beginning of May, and they chose the earliest one, which is good, actually, with the exams coming up in May.
Right. And how many are coming? Did you say about 12?
Yes, they said 12 at first, but changed to 10 this morning.
Good. We've 8 weeks to prepare. Here are my suggestions. On the first day, a welcome party. Then they can come to visit the schools in this district on the second and third days.
We've got to know this group want to look at how computers are being used in the classroom.
Exactly. So I want to ask Mr. Goodman to give them a talk on this on the afternoon of the third day.
That'll fill in very nicely.
And on the last day, they want to do some sightseeing. We could take them on the tour of London, but many of them may have been there already, and Scotland is too far away.
Why not take them for a walk along the coast? It should be interesting.
Good idea, Kathy. I'm sure they'll like it. Now, Kathy, do you know when the visitors from India are coming?
We offered them three choices: the end of March, the middle of April, and the beginning of May, and they chose the earliest one, which is good, actually, with the exams coming up in May.
Right. And how many are coming? Did you say about 12?
Yes, they said 12 at first, but changed to 10 this morning.
Good. We've 8 weeks to prepare. Here are my suggestions. On the first day, a welcome party. Then they can come to visit the schools in this district on the second and third days.
We've got to know this group want to look at how computers are being used in the classroom.
Exactly. So I want to ask Mr. Goodman to give them a talk on this on the afternoon of the third day.
That'll fill in very nicely.
And on the last day, they want to do some sightseeing. We could take them on the tour of London, but many of them may have been there already, and Scotland is too far away.
Why not take them for a walk along the coast? It should be interesting.
Good idea, Kathy. I'm sure they'll like it.
There are many interesting stories about how a baby learns to say its first word. Here is my story. I was about 18 months old, I think, and I had just started to say my first word. Every time a truck went by, I would shout a word that sounded like truck, but to everyone else it sounded nothing like it. My parents tried to correct me but failed. Then, about 3 months later, we traveled to New York. As we were waiting for a plane at the airport, I looked out of a huge window. At that very moment, I saw the largest truck in the world. I had to tell someone about this. I turned to my father. He was standing next to about 1,000 people waiting for various flights when I screamed, "Truck! Truck!" My father tried hard to shut me up, but I was so excited that I kept screaming my special word. My poor mother decided to pretend she didn't know this baby and ran into the ladies' room, where she hid until I finally stopped. Well, I learned how to say truck correctly, and soon I was talking like a normal child. However, my parents will never forget the very first word I produced in my life. There are many interesting stories about how a baby learns to say its first word. Here is my story. I was about 18 months old, I think, and I had just started to say my first word. Every time a truck went by, I would shout a word that sounded like truck, but to everyone else it sounded nothing like it. My parents tried to correct me but failed. Then, about 3 months later, we traveled to New York. As we were waiting for a plane at the airport, I looked out of a huge window. At that very moment, I saw the largest truck in the world. I had to tell someone about this. I turned to my father. He was standing next to about 1,000 people waiting for various flights when I screamed, "Truck! Truck!" My father tried hard to shut me up, but I was so excited that I kept screaming my special word. My poor mother decided to pretend she didn't know this baby and ran into the ladies' room, where she hid until I finally stopped. Well, I learned how to say truck correctly, and soon I was talking like a normal child. However, my parents will never forget the very first word I produced in my life.